This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Saudi King Salman says his country is capable of defending itself against the attacks that knocked out half of its oil production, but called on the international community to clearly confront the perpetrators. The Saudi government reiterated its accusation that Iranian weapons were used in the attack, but offered no evidence of its claim. The statement was in line with remarks Monday from U.S. President Donald Trump. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has that part of the story.
The series of drone attacks in Saudi Arabia, striking the heart of its oil production over the weekend, continues to raise tensions. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump came close to placing outright blame on Tehran. He spoke at the White House after meeting with Crown Prince Salman of Bahrain.
As soon as we find out definitively, we'll let you know, but it does look that way.
Trump insisted he does not want war with Iran, but said the U.S. is ready militarily.
That was a very large attack, and it could be met with an attack many, many times larger very easily by our country, but we're going to find out who definitively did it first.
Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News at the White House.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack at a campaign rally today that killed 24 people and wounded more than 30 others. Just hours later, there was another bombing near the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Kabul, killing 22 people. The Afghan Taliban has taken responsibility for both attacks. Lawyers for Australian Cardinal George Pell have filed an appeal with the country's highest court to have his convictions on sexually assaulting two teenage choir boys overturned. The 78-year-old Pell was found guilty last December of molesting the two in 1996 while serving as Archbishop of the Melbourne Diocese. He was sentenced back in March to 6 years in prison. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israelis are voting today in general elections for the second time in 6 months.